It's fall commencement, and two students who have overcome incredible odds are getting to graduate. That's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. Thanks for joining us here on Tennessee Tech Today, where we take an in-depth look at what's happening with students, faculty, staff, research, and events on campus. Well, it is commencement weekend at Tennessee Tech. Degrees are being awarded to 1,112 women and men who came to Tennessee Tech from 74 counties throughout Tennessee, as well as 18 states and 20 other countries. The students earning undergraduate degrees represent 41 fields of study, and those receiving graduate degrees represent 24 fields of study. Also in this semester's graduating class, birth dates of the students range from 1944 to 1999, showing that an education at Tennessee Tech can be for everyone, regardless of age. Well, several of the graduates have also served or are currently serving the nation in the United States Armed Forces. One of those students is Jordan Patrick, who joined the United States Marine Corps Infantry in June of 2009. He was twice deployed to Afghanistan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom with the 1st Battalion, 8th Marines. During combat, he was wounded in an IED strike that took the life of his team leader and left himself and two others injured on the battlefield. After receiving the Purple Heart, he was medically retired from service in August 2016 and shortly began his education at Tennessee Tech. And Jordan Patrick joins us here on Tennessee Tech Today. And Jordan, I know it's a big weekend for you. You're finally going to be graduating from Tennessee Tech. Has it sunk in yet that you are going to be a college graduate?
Not fully. I thought about it this morning a little bit, and a couple of my buddies and I were sitting around, and it really, I know I'm done, but it hasn't really hit yet, so I'm excited.
You know, when you walk across the stage, you grab that, diploma cover and you shake President Oldham's hands, do you think it's going to sink in at that point?
It probably will. It probably will sink in more on Monday when I've got nothing to do. So I think at that moment, it'll become a real deal for me.
So what's it been like? What has your journey been like? I mean, talk to us about, you know, you're in high school, you're at Gallatin High School, and, you know, you decided to go the military route. What was the decision behind that?
I wanted to fight bad guys, to be quite honest. So I joined the Marine Corps Infantry at the beginning of my senior year of high school. Or not, I enlisted to be in the infantry, but I signed up in the delayed entry program and shipped out a month after I graduated and was in Afghanistan the next year. So wow. I got what I wanted, I guess.
So what was your experience like in Afghanistan?
The first time I was over there, it was cold and miserable. And we stood a lot of posts. It was pretty boring. We joke about it. We were dancing around IEDs a lot. My unit found over 500 of them. So that was our primary objective. And my second time over there, we got in a lot of more engagements with the enemy. But it was the summertime, so it was a complete polar opposite. So I've seen the whole range of how that goes from a lower level standpoint.
Yeah. Now, I know you were decorated with a Purple Heart. Tell us how that happened.
October 13th, 2010, our platoon had received a mission to go do kind of route clearance in this small village in Musa Caleb district in Afghanistan. And we woke up that morning, we got geared up, got out of the door probably at 5:30, and we're walking through one of the villages and we start getting in an engagement with the enemy from, half a mile away. We were pretty safe at that distance. But what we didn't know is that they were walking us into an IED strike, and they were using their gunfire to kind of get us where they wanted us, and they had IEDs waiting on us. So my buddy, Lance Corporal Raymond Johnson, ended up stepping on one as he and I were setting up a machine gun position, and the blast ended up taking his life. Myself, the corpsman, and another Marine were all within 5 feet of the blast when it went off, and we all got pretty jacked up, so... After that, I mean, that was within 1 month of being there. So things didn't look great at that moment.
So did you go back after that? Or I mean, what was the military experience like after that?
Well, they took me to a hospital in Afghanistan and determined that I didn't sustain any major like life-threatening injuries. I still have all my body parts. So that was an obvious thing for them. They diagnosed me with a grade 3 concussion, where I was unconscious for a period of time that they've determined to be It puts me in that grade three category. And they gave me the option at that point to, do I want to continue treatment in Afghanistan? Do I want to fly back home and continue treatment? And I guess being young and dumb and committed to my buddies, I wanted to go back to them. So I spent a month at Camp Leatherneck for a while, doing all the coordination and getting your brain back on track. They hooked me up with a lot of sleeping pills and a lot of headache medicine and sent me back. And my squad leader and platoon commander, they kind of worked around that and got me back out there. So,
How much longer were you in the military after this?
Ooh, 6 more years.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't really affect home life at the time, I thought. I mean, it greatly affected home life, but I was able to continue doing my job, doing what they asked of me, and they didn't ask much of a young Lance Corporal in the infantry. They just want you to shoot straight and be fast.
Right.
So I was able to do that. And I ended up going back on a second deployment 9 months later, and I did just fine. I was a squad leader on that deployment, so I was going up through not the rank structure, but the billet structure there. Mm-hmm. And things looked successful, and they were up to a point. And then I came home from that deployment in August of 2012, and me and my wife had a serious discussion about where our life was headed.
Yeah.
So I got out of the infantry at that point. I did 3.5 more years. I worked on the Harrier power plant,
okay,
which is it's a single engine aircraft, so it's pretty important. And I ended up working my way up from, I was a corporal when I got there, but they start you off at the bottom of the totem pole right there with the privates. And I ended up working my way up to shop supervisor,
yeah,
within a very short period of time. And I was really successful at that. When I started getting all the paperwork ready for retirement, I guess they finally found all my medical baggage. They started getting that stuff ready, and I decided I did not want to continue doing anything with aircraft. So,
yeah. Well, what was it about Tennessee Tech that made you want to, you know, get out of the military and start pursuing an education?
Well, I didn't have too much option on getting out of the military, but what brought me to Tennessee Tech, my wife wanted to move back closer to family for obvious reasons. We had 2 kids at home, and we wanted, I guess, the support network of a family as we're going through the transition from the military to the civilian life, because it doesn't matter how many times people say it, the military does not prepare you to be a civilian. I ended up looking at different colleges around the state, and Tennessee Tech, it popped up as one of the most veteran-friendly colleges in the state. So I saw that they had over 300 veterans enrolled as opposed to lower numbers at other schools.
Yeah.
And I wanted to surround myself with more like-minded individuals than just what other schools could provide for that.
Right.
And I saw that they had a dedicated military and Veterans Affairs service here, mm-hmm, and that was something that I knew I would need. And I've utilized it, and I'm glad I have.
So you came to Tech, and what is it that you wanted to major in, pursue?
Well, I first started out in education because I thought I wanted to change the world, and then I found out that – the education program, it'll make you a teacher, but once you're a teacher, you've got a whole different set of problems. So I ended up changing my degree to wildlife and fishery sciences.
Okay.
Because I'm an avid outdoorsman, and that was right up my alley. So I found that Tennessee Tech did have a degree program in that, and it's been smooth sailing ever since, really.
So what do you want to do with your degree now that you've got your military experience behind you, you've got your education behind you? What's next for you?
Well, right now, my wife and I are kind of tied down. We have a mortgage. We're in a rural area. We have a small farm at home, so we're kind of dedicated to that. And I guess we could pick up and move it, but right now we don't want to. I'm looking at anything that'll help me capitalize on the experiences I've gained in the Marine Corps, the leadership experiences, and allows me to continue learning and using my degree. So there's a number of federal positions and state positions that are open that are surrounding my area with state parks, or TWRA is a good avenue to go if I wanted law enforcement. And I guess that's right up kind of what I want to do. I really don't want to go back to college again,
yeah,
but I'd like to get the workforce and capitalize on what I've learned.
So how would you sum up your experience here at Tennessee Tech?
Very hard and fast at first, but once I got the hang of it and I got into my upper division classes and they were a lot more interesting, mm-hmm. I saw the connection to them and my hopeful career choice, and I was able to dedicate a lot more free time to learning practically instead of with my nose in a book. Yeah. So there's my experience. Yeah. And I guess sympathetic professors, that's a very, very helpful thing for someone who's got a house an hour away and a wife and three children. That matters a lot. A good friend network. I met really, really great friends, two or three really great friends. And then I'm surrounded by a lot of other good acquaintances that they're there for me when I need them to. And I wouldn't hesitate to lean on them if I had to. And that's what Tennessee's all about, too. So it helps.
Jordan Patrick, a veteran of the Marine Corps, a Purple Heart recipient, and now soon to be a graduate of Tennessee Tech. Congratulations. Thank you for your service to our country. But most of all, congratulations on being a Tennessee Tech graduate.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech. I'm Buddy Pearson. Imagine being involved in a car wreck, almost dying, spending months in a coma, and then having to learn how to walk, talk, and live again. Well, Justin Mosher endured all that. In February of 2014, Justin's first year at Tech was interrupted when a car accident left him in a coma. It took a year for him to regain the ability to walk and talk as he slowly regained the strength to return to school. With the support of his family and his fraternity, Justin is graduating with an engineering degree. And Justin Mosher joins us now on Tennessee Tech today. And Justin, what a story you have. Let's go back to when you were in high school at Bartlett in Memphis, near Memphis. Did you ever think that pretty much 10 years later you would be walking across the stage here at Tennessee Tech and receiving a degree?
I was hoping that it would be about 6 years earlier, but I'll take what I can get, I guess. I started out as a mechanical engineering technology student at MTSU. And my junior year there, I realized that I literally never had to once study. And I almost had a 3.0 GPA with that. So I figured I should try to challenge myself at some point. And then I came here for mechanical engineering, which wiped out quite a few engineering credits. And then after that, got to my junior year, and then my life got a little bit more interesting, and took a semester off and was a contractor primarily in an oil refinery, and then came back the next semester, and then about a month and a half, 2 months in, I got in a car accident and was in a coma for 2 months.
So the car accident, what happened?
Basically, when you just pass Willow, like when you pass Tech on Willow, it turns into Sam Dodson. And right there where it turns into Sam Dodson, there's a sharp 45-degree turn to the right. And I fell asleep at the wheel right before that and went through the guardrail. And there's about a 30-foot drop to concrete on the other side. And there's no side impact on my car. So then the side of my head knocked out my driver's side window. And so I broke my clavicle in two spots, fractured two ribs, broke my jawbone, shattered my left pelvis, and had three brain hemorrhages in my brain. And one was in my frontal on the left side, then my temporal lobe, and then the final one was my parietal lobe on the right side. And because of that, I took a nap for 2 months.
So what was your recovery like?
Apparently, like, my memory was pretty foggy for the first couple months, but it was definitely pretty ridiculously hard, where the odds of me, like, fully recuperating is pretty much, like, a 0.1%, and the only reason I was really able to do that is because of my family, friends, and my fraternity being there and helping me for every step imaginable. And it took me about a month or two after waking up to say my first words. They weren't very good words. And then it took about like a month after that till I was like walking on my own. And then about 6 months later, I ran my first 5K again for my fraternity. And granted, it was like I added a few minutes, so it was like 21 minutes now, but I'll take what I can get.
So talk a little bit about your fraternity. What fraternity is it, and how did they reach out and help you?
It's the Kappa Mu chapter of Kappa Sigma, and they were the first people there at the hospital. When all my family, like the nearest family, was three and a half hours away, and by the time they came, there was already 60 of my brothers, roughly 60. I have no idea how many, but I have a large fraternity, and most of them were there, and they were there for my family, like giving them offers, like on like places to stay. They got my dad addicted to Starbucks, and then they were just there. They said a lot of nice things. They basically gave everyone just different like opportunities for like staying around and being there for me, and they were constantly there for me whenever they weren't here in class.
So after you kind of got to where you had recovered some, when did you decide that you wanted to come back to Tennessee Tech and finish up your degree?
Well, the rest of the year, like my accident was February 23rd, 2014. And the rest of that year, I was kind of recovering, and I went through like three different rehabilitations for recovery. And then after that, then I took thermodynamics at the University of Memphis just to like wet my whistle a little bit to see if I was ready to learn again. And I got a B+ in that, so I figured I should try to come back up here. And then stayed doing like mechanical engineering for a little bit, but I felt like it wasn't applied enough. I felt like I was theoretically getting smarter, but I couldn't really do much after that. So then I switched my major again to manufacturing and engineering technology, with a minor in business.
And so how long once you came back has it been, you know, what I guess how long has it been since you came back till now as far as graduate?
I came back in fall of 2015, I believe.
Okay. So being back on campus, being a regular college student again, I mean, what was that like for you?
Well, it's kind of weird because basically, I was graduating like high school when everyone was 10. So it was kind of a little bit of an adjustment for socialization because they all just, I feel like I'm like their uncle or like their like dad's friend, and I've never really been like the most like cautious person, but it's basically I feel like I'm being a little bit judgmental and saying like, okay, we probably shouldn't do that. That didn't seem the safest. And that's one thing that my accident definitely brought out of me, because I definitely tried to push the boundary on safety on pretty much everything. I grew up skateboarding, and I kind of caused a lot of pain to myself, and I just figured as long as I woke up, then I'd be fine, and I feel like that kind of, I might have crossed the line a little bit too far there, and I barely woke up.
So what's it going to mean to walk across that stage and finally graduate at Tennessee Tech?
Well, I'm excited to enjoy the relaxing retirement of an engineering student. I hear that they have a very relaxing job going on, but it's just kind of weird. I feel like it's a little bit surreal, and it's almost like imagining your own death, where it's, you know it's going to happen, but you can't fully like understand like and comprehend from that. And I always thought I was going to graduate college, but I never really expected the day to actually come.
So what is next for you? After Saturday, after you graduate, what are you going to do next?
Probably going to go fly fishing a lot. And then I'm just going to throw out my resume as many times as possible and see if a fish bites on the line.
Was there ever any point during this process that you just wanted to give up, that you didn't feel like it was worth it trying to go through all this, trying to get your degree?
Well, I'm a little bit short. Like, I'm only 5'7", 5'8". So I've always had kind of a little bit of little man syndrome, and that's always made me very determined. And that's the only reason why, like, I never once thought about giving up. I just kind of shifted my plan from here to there, and that definitely changed after the accident a little bit.
Anything else you want to add or anybody you want to thank as far as your journey and what's got you to this point?
If I've like tried to write Facebook posts on thanking people, but literally there's hundreds upon hundreds of people that I would have to do, and I don't even know a lot of the people. It's their friends of friends of friends, but definitely my family and my friends, and especially my fraternity being there for my family and my friends and being able to support them. They all are really amazing guys, and definitely appreciate that. And they also were there for me for like reintroducing me to school. Like, they were there to help me study for all my classes whenever like I kind of struggled. It's, we have the biggest fraternity here at Tennessee Tech, and we have a lot of like brothers that have already had those classes, so they can easily point you in the right direction.
Well, congratulations on graduating, and thank you for sharing your amazing story with us.
Thank you. I appreciate like being able to talk about it. Not trying to be self-centered, even though I pretty much am.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, and confident. Wings up, everybody.